From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Monday, April 27th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. Charlotte City Councilwoman Dimple Ejmera is calling for a temporary pause on new data centers near Charlotte neighborhoods. Ejmera says she wants to halt any new projects until the city can consider how to regulate data centers. She says many residents are concerned about noise, water use, and energy demand, and says she's not convinced that data centers create many jobs.
We are not talking about hundreds of jobs. We are talking about 3 to 5 jobs. One can argue that it's taking away critical real estate from other economic development opportunities that could bring a lot more jobs.
Ejmera has asked the city attorney to look into whether the city council can pause new data center development while the city considers new regulations. State regulators ordered Duke Energy to pump the brakes on new solar power generation. It's a move some clean energy advocates are calling unprecedented and a blow to the state's clean energy transition. Zachary Turner has more.
State regulators ordered Duke Energy to defer further solar procurement until they rule on Duke Energy's current carbon plan proposal. The utility had planned to approve 770 megawatts of new solar energy this year, several large solar farms worth. Jim Warren is the executive director of the energy watchdog group, NC Warren.
We're already way behind where we should be in building out clean, affordable, cheaper generation, and this just sets us back even further.
The order follows a 2025 law that eliminated the state's 2030 climate goal, causing Duke Energy to pull back on its plans for new solar. Federal lawmakers have also rolled back several solar tax credits. Environmental Defense Fund's Will Scott says the timing couldn't be worse.
We just won't procure any solar for this calendar year. We'll get an order at the end of the year in the carbon plan IRP process, and that'll determine what future procurement targets, if any, look like.
State regulators will make a decision on Duke's carbon plan later this year. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools has canceled classes on May 1st ahead of a planned protest in Raleigh for better school funding. One local school community expressed solidarity with the effort right here in Charlotte a week early. James Farrell has more.
Dozens of teachers, students, and educators walked together to their school, the Oaklawn Language Academy, on Friday. They carried signs calling on state lawmakers to fund public schools. Oaklawn teacher Erin DeMund called it a walk-in.
To sort of highlight the way that the General Assembly is turning their back on us and walking away, we are instead walking in to do the work that we do every day to educate the children of North Carolina.
The North Carolina Association of Educators is pushing what it calls the Kids Over Corporations campaign, which will culminate in a rally of thousands of teachers and families in Raleigh on May 1st. Students like Gabby Garnett blamed state lawmakers for underfunded schools.
Lawmakers, think about your next move because you are breaking our promises.
James Farrell, WFAE News.
A Weddington Town Council member has resigned after just 4 months in office. Clayton Jones says he's stepping down from his District 3 seat, citing what he called significant issues that he could not ignore. Jones was elected in November. In his resignation letter, he says being new to the board helped him see issues others had become accustomed to. The town is accepting applications to fill the seat. The Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Francisco Ramos was arrested by Mint Hill Police for assault on a female, stemming from a domestic violence incident at his residence on Wednesday. Following his first court appearance, Ramos received a $5,000 unsecured bond and was served with a domestic violence protective order. Ramos started with the sheriff's office in 2012. The Latin American Coalition opened a new family wellness center Friday aimed at supporting Latino families across Charlotte. Julian Berger has more.
The center will offer services focused on physical and mental health, including stress management workshops, fitness activities, plus help navigating health and social services. The center also houses an Atrium Health virtual clinic. Latin American Coalition CEO Jose Hernandez Baris says the initiative is in response to challenges, such as limited access to affordable care and the stress of adapting to a new culture.
It's about community, it's about access, it's about bringing support to families and young people who are being traumatized and dealing with a lot, especially recently.
The free clinic will be open Monday to Friday. The center will also feature weekend programming focused on community connection. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
The Charlotte Checkers season is over following their Game 3 overtime loss to the Springfield Thunderbirds Saturday night 2-1. The Checkers had been up 1-0 in the series, but dropped the next two games to tumble out of the Calder Cup playoffs. The Springfield Thunderbirds are the AHL affiliate of the St. Louis Blues. They move on to face the Providence Bruins in the Atlantic Division semifinals. And for Monday, April 27th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.